Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All six Democrats vying to unseat Republican Senator Scott Brown debate tonight for the first time. The debate at UMass Lowell comes just a day after a poll by the university and the Boston Herald found Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Warren enjoying a more than 30-point lead over the other Democrats and in a statistical tie with Senator Brown. To talk about the poll and tonight's debate, we turn to WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. I asked Todd how Warren managed to pull so far ahead against the other Democrats just a month into the race.
What was unusual about her candidacy was that she really came out of Washington. I mean, this was from the national down to the local. And that's very unusual for a candidate for the Senate to really get her credibility from people who don't even live in the state.
But how did she zoom ahead of other candidates? At least a couple were fairly well known. Seti Warren, the mayor of Newton, who's now dropped out of the race, and Alan Casey, who ran for the Senate before, last time around.
Well, I think she fills a need. The other candidates, while they're certainly credible figures, at least three of them are, you know, haven't really been active in politics for a while, or they haven't really made much of a dent with the electorate. She came in, and she's been touted as an exciting, interesting person, and you know, the others, frankly, just didn't have much call in the voters' attention.
Let's keep in mind what gave her her high favorables and this month-long positive publicity she enjoyed was the idea that she was being drafted, that she was the reluctant candidate. And people liked that. It made her out to be not your typical politician, and it made the other candidates who had been running for some time look irrelevant.
Well, also, I should add, Elizabeth Warren is like the new transfer kid who came into high school. And she's very interesting. She's a little exciting, attractive, etc. But, you know, she's got to last the whole year. Can she sustain people's interests for almost a year? That's the challenge for her.
So does that make tonight's contest with Warren sitting there debating for the first time very important to her?
Yes, because people will get a chance, if they're watching or reading or hearing, they'll get a chance to take the measure of her for the very first time in a situation that isn't totally managed.
Right. The dynamic of the race now is that five of the six candidates are not dynamic. They are so far behind the front runner, Elizabeth Warren, that the question is, will this really become a race, or will we see the other candidates follow Seti Warren in dropping out?
So what does Elizabeth Warren have to do tonight in order to protect herself and in order to show the voters who are paying attention to this tonight that she's worthy of all the support she's gotten so early in the race?
Well, she needs to continue what she's been doing in recent weeks, running against Scott Brown. She doesn't want to get into arguments with the Democratic opponents, but she can't just ignore criticism either. She'll have to deflect any attacks that could undermine her reputation if unanswered. I think her opponents will try to depict her as the Washington establishment candidate as opposed to being a populist for Massachusetts. And it's true, her campaign has plenty of Washington handlers steering her and endorsing her, a lot of money because of the Washington support. So her rivals have reason to resent what they see as interference by party leaders in a state primary. So that's the criticism she'll hear, that she's more Washington than Massachusetts, more Harvard College than Harvard, Massachusetts. And she can't ignore those barbs because that's what Scott Brown will say about her, too.
And what do you do at this point if you're one of the other five candidates, Alan Casey, Tom Conroy, Marissa DeFranco, Bob Massey, Herb Robinson, to get back into this thing, especially after this poll shows that she's so far ahead that none of the other five got more than 5% support in this brand new poll?
One of them has got to take her on. If they want to make a name for themselves, get people to pay attention to them as different than the rest of the nobodies, they've got to go after her. But it's going to be tough to coach somebody to do that because they're going to be so nervous, feeling like this is their great moment. You know, if somebody does it, I give them credit for the aplomb and confidence.
Yeah, I don't like to put more pressure on the five candidates challenging the front runner because I like underdogs and contested primaries. But if Casey and Conroy and the others can't make a case against Elizabeth Warren, and if they can't inspire liberals who dominate the primaries, this debate will be the beginning and end of the contest.
Yeah, and I think this is her chance to demonstrate that even though she's moving into a new arena, politics, she's as good at that as she was in government and at Harvard Law School.
She'll need to take some definitive positions on issues and, instead of just playing it safe and vague. She shouldn't have any problem talking about the protesters occupying Wall Street and Boston. But where is she on Obama's proposed jobs bill and local issues like whether legislators leaving office can take lucrative positions with casinos? She's going to have to prove that she's a candidate for Massachusetts, not of Washington.
Dan Payne, Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
You're welcome.